The Republican Governors Association is meeting this week in Las Vegas. While Republicans lost seats in Congress and the presidential race, they did pick up one more state house in North Carolina, raising the total number of Republican governors to 30. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, the governors are reflecting on what the election meant for their party.
For a political party that unexpectedly took one on the chin a week ago, the Republican Governors Association is in surprisingly good cheer.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats.
That's because after talking amongst themselves for most of the day, they've come to the conclusion that there's nothing wrong with the Republican Party that a few changes around the margins won't fix. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal made that case to the gathered association in the hotel's ballroom.
We don't need two Democratic parties. You've heard a lot of commentators now say, well, maybe the Republican Party should abandon its principles, abandon its positions, become a lighter, a cheaper version of the Democratic Party. I think that'd be a huge mistake. I don't think we need to moderate our positions.
Jindal said the Republican message is fine, but that the candidates need to be more careful about how they deliver it. For example, GOP politicians should make it clear that they care about 100% of the vote, not just 53%. Former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour blamed presidential candidate Mitt Romney's defeat on President Obama's advertisements that unfairly depicted Romney as someone who cared mostly about wealthy Americans. Barbour, too, reassured that the election was not something to fret about.
We lost. It's a disappointment, particularly because of the stakes of the election being so high with this huge difference between the visions of government of the two candidates of the two major parties. But this was a very close election. Obama won by about 2 points. This is not some collapse on our side or some runaway by his side.
While there was talk about the need to attract more Hispanic voters, there was no discussion about modifying the GOP's immigration policies. But if there was one message Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal wanted to impart, it was that his party needed to tone down the anti-immigrant rhetoric and stop demonizing political opponents. But old habits die hard, and in the midst of this discussion about tone, Republican pollster Glenn Bolger characterized voters under 30 who are more open to liberal social policies as lazy.
Why 18 to 29-year-olds favor socialism over capitalism? That's because in their definition, socialism is I'm living in my parents' basement because I can't get a job, and this is pretty good.
This is a group of voters Republicans lost badly, and describing them as moochers is a way of seeing the world that turns some voters off. Republicans are makers, and everyone who's not a Republican is a taker. This way of seeing things drives Bobby Jindal up the wall, and he said so repeatedly yesterday, but it was also clear he's still swimming upstream at this point. The notion that President Obama won because America is becoming, quote, an entitlement society is widely accepted here. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Las Vegas.